Well, you don't trust the national news media, so you might as well trust me. That's kind of my belief. Right here in the Center of Forgotten America, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. The Steve Gruber Show for Friday the 13th. Friday, September 13th. Welcome to it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, vaping may be banned altogether in some states, while weed remains very legal. Such good news. Now, that really makes sense, huh? And at the same time, there could be a federal ban on flavored vaping products, too. We'll get to that. Number two, is the president ready to use cross swords with his base on the question of gun control? Seems President Trump may be ready to wade into the fight over red flag laws and confiscation of firearms. We'll talk about that. And number one, debate night in America. Democrats continue to flounder about on whether or not there's an impeachment proceeding underway involving the president. And so that argument continues. The candidates up on stage. Joe Biden seems a little bit confused about, well, where he is and what's going on. And that's all kind of the fun now, isn't it? Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi all trying to decide whether impeachment's going on. We'll get to that as well. Welcome to the program on this Friday the 13th. I'm Steve Gruber. Thank you for stopping in. I greatly appreciate it. I want to go to debate night. I do. I want to go to debate night. Why not? Because it seems pretty obvious that Joe Biden, he has some challenges. Now, he had a better debate night than he has had so far, but that's really not saying much now, is it? He hasn't had a great debate performance. This is debate number three. And he finally comes out and he has some moments that are lucid, frankly. He has some lucid moments, which is an accomplishment. But not everybody bought in. Let's see, the New York Post on the cover today. There he joes again, basically saying that Biden is in deep trouble when it comes to keeping up with things. Here's the concern. If you're a Democrat today, and your idea is that, well, maybe Joe Biden has a better chance to beat Donald Trump, I want you to imagine this man on a debate stage with the president who's throwing stuff fast and furious, and they'll do their level best. They will do their level best to prep Joe Biden. But he will still make those mistakes. He's Joe Biden. It's what he does. It's what scorpions do, man. You understand? It's what scorpions... Anyhow, so Joe Biden will flounder. He will have trouble, and that's what he does. Let me give you an example of Julian Castro going after Biden last night. Julian Castro came after Biden saying, you don't even know what you're talking about. You just said something different just moments ago. This is the kind of opening that Joe Biden will give to Donald Trump, except Donald Trump will be absolutely ruthless in pursuit. I want to go to bite number 12 from the Houston debates last night. First, bite number 12, Julian Castro going after Joe Biden for his memory. Listen to this, bite 12.
They wouldn't have to buy in. That's a big difference because Barack Obama's vision was not to leave 10 million people uncovered. He wanted every single person in this country covered. My plan would do that. Your plan would not.
They do not have to buy in. They do not have to buy in.
You just said that. You just said that 2 minutes ago. You just said 2 minutes ago that they would have to buy in. You said they would have to buy in.
Have to buy in. If she qualifies for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
Are you forgetting already what you said just 2 minutes ago? I mean, I can't believe that you said 2 minutes ago that they had to buy in, and now you're saying they don't have to buy. You're forgetting that.
I said anyone your grandmother who has no money.
We need a healthcare system
you're automatically
that automatically enrolls people regardless of whether they choose to opt in or not.
Why can't we just all get along? It seems that Julian Castro nailed a very sore point that you heard the audience. Ooh. You can't even remember what you said 2 minutes ago. And that's the heart of the matter, isn't it? That's the heart of the matter when it comes to Joe Biden. Do you know where we are, Joe? Who am I and why am I here? You're not Lawrence Eagleburger, you're Joe Biden. Who am I, why am I here? The problem with this for the Democrats is pretty clear. You've got Joe Biden who's presenting himself as a moderate. And for the most part, doing okay. He's been pulled far to the left on some topics, but let's be honest, Joe Biden doesn't really stand for anything, so he could be just fill in the blank. Joe, here's what you stand for today. As long as it gets votes, as long as it would bring him a win in November of 2020, they'd say anything. They don't care. But Joe Biden is more of a moderate. Says his plan will cost $750 billion, his health care plan, for example, while the other plans will cost trillions of dollars. And therefore, the other plans are not feasible. So he came out and he put some of those points out there. But at other times, He seemed completely confused, like what century it is. Let's go to bite number 8 with Joe Biden. Bite 8. Go.
We bring social workers into homes of parents to help them deal with how to raise their children. It's not that they don't want to help. They don't know quite what to do. Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on it, the phone. Make sure the kids hear words. A kid coming from a very poor school or a very poor background will hear 4 million words fewer spoken by the time they get there. There's
Thank
so
you, Mr.
much.
Vice
President. I'm going to go like the rest of them do.
Ask yourself. While you're listening to the record player, ask yourself, you want this guy in charge of the nuclear codes? Really? You want this guy making decisions about life and death for you and your family? Really? More confused Biden. Let's go to bite number 10. Bite number 10, more classic Joe Biden from Thursday night in Houston. Go.
Joe will organize this. Get the troops home. My son spent a year in Iraq. And I understand it made, and we were right to get the combat troops out. The big mistake that was made, which we predicted, was that you would not have a circumstance where the Shia and the Kurds would work together to keep ISIS from coming, from moving in.
Mr. Vice President, thank you.
The big mistake we predicted was that by leaving, we're going to let ISIS come in. Really, Mr. Vice President? You predicted that and did it anyway? I'm confused. Possibly not as confused as you are, Mr. Vice President, but confused nonetheless. These are the concerns that you have when you look at Joe Biden. So you've got a group of people that are far left, radicals, that stand almost no chance of getting elected, I believe, in today's America or in tomorrow's America, too, I hope. And then you've got Joe Biden, the guy that's presenting himself as the moderate, floundering on an almost daily basis. They don't even take him out of the stable very often, because when they take him out and walk him around the pasture where he should be, he makes mistakes out there, big mistakes, mistakes that they all know could cost them an election. It just has to be big enough and egregious enough and glaring enough for people to say, ooh, I can't vote for that. Meanwhile, Marianne Williamson did not make the stage in Houston, but she made the show here today. Why? Because she's come to a realization that the Democrats and liberals are far more vicious and mean-spirited than our conservatives and Republicans. We knew that, but we're glad you found it out. It's bite number 13. 13, go. No 13. Okay, then. Marianne Williamson, yes. She found out that the conservatives are far nicer to her than are the liberals. We could have told you that. All you had to do is call in, Marianne. The Common Sense Hotline number, 888-900-9966. Marianne, we'll take your call, too. Absolutely. It's Friday the 13th. Good to have you here. We're continuing the conversation straight ahead. Emperine, a 2020 director for the Democratic Debate, communications director, will talk about what happened last night from the Trump campaign point of view. Don't go anywhere.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Marquee. Visit LansingGoRed.org.